What a fop. Colley Cibber, from 1671 to 1757. Colley Cibber played the role of Lorenzo in Agnes de Castro in 1696. Cibber was a bit of a Jim Carrey of his time, portraying the line of the fop. The fop is an affected character who creates a hyperbole of their character, for example, putting on airs and graces or acting in a way that conveys that they are very much putting on a role. However, Cibber went further than just acting. He was notorious for writing and a theatre manager, most prominently at the Drury Lane Theatre until 1734. His personal life. Cibber was born in London on the 6th of November 1671 to his parents Caius Cibber, who was a Danish sculptor, and Jane Colley, a lady from an upper-class family. Cibber went to the King's School in Grantham until he was 16, but he did not take his education any further. Cibber married Miss Shaw in 1693 and had 12 children, of which only 6 lived past infancy, but he was always considered by others to be a family man. This was because, even at the height of his success, when London's 3 theatres were each performing one of his plays, a member of his family was always within each company. How Cibber became a star. Having started his acting career in 1690, Cibber found himself put into roles that did little towards building him a strong reputation in the theatre world, and when he was married 3 years later, he realised his earnings would not suffice. So he did a bit of a Joey Tribbiani and wrote the play Love's Last Shift in 1693 so that he could give himself the role in which he truly desired. Cibber dreamed of playing the hero in plays, but found that his acting style was far more attuned to being the fop. Therefore, when Sir John Van Burr gave his play a sequel in 1696, he changed the name of Cibber's role, Sir Novelty Fashion, to Lord Foppington, and it was through this that Cibber gained his notorious reputation as the fop. Cibber continued to act in many plays throughout his career, the most successful being Sir Fopling Flutter in Etheridge's The Man of Mode, and Sir Courtly Nice in Crown's Sir Courtly Nice and Richard III. But his success was truly made through his writing and theatre management. In 1710, Cibber was part of a famous triumvirate of actor-managers under which Drury Lane Theatre noticeably thrived. At the height of his career, despite the fact that many felt it was undeserved, Cibber scandalously beat out Pope and Young to receive the title of Poet Laureate in 1730, a huge honour. Cibber in Agnes de Castro. Cibber stays true to his line of the fop in Agnes de Castro. This is clear from Act 4, Scene 1, where he is trying to stop Agnes from escaping his imprisonment of her. Instead of treating her with any disrespect, he puts on airs and graces, calling her Madam at the beginning of each of his lines. His lines are also quite lyrical, which suggests the pompous attitude that is expected of the fop.